Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday the 1st of April. There was a post on a quasi-official China social media account suggesting that China, Japan and South Korea would offer a joint response to US President Trump's tax hike plans tomorrow. South Korean officials have suggested that this might be a somewhat exaggerated interpretation of events. Nonetheless, the fact that this is even vaguely plausible as a story is a reflection of the reconfiguration of the way the world works, or perhaps the way the world doesn't work. It's worth recalling that, as far as official central bank reserves are concerned, China and Japan are the two largest holders of US financial assets and are fairly important to the perception of the dollar as a global reserve currency. Japan's business sentiment poll, the Tonkan, offered a reasonably firm assessment of the economic situation, with the various measures more or less stable relative to the previous quarter. Sentiment expressed in the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey was not quite so optimistic yesterday. There's little value in the survey itself, but it is noticeable how widespread the concerns about trade taxes were in the comments section. People only tend to fill in surveys when they want to complain, so there may very well be some selection bias here. But comments like, "I am thinking of closing the business," are not typical for this sort of sentiment poll. The theme was less the level of trade taxes and more the disruption caused by the uncertainty and the erratic nature of policy setting. Job openings data is due from the US today. This is also survey evidence with a shockingly low response rate, but markets are in a nervous frame of mind and they may react to any signs of labour market weakness. French politics is providing some interest to financial markets, with far-right leader Le Pen being barred from running for office in the wake of a conviction for embezzlement. Similar prohibitions have applied to other senior politicians. Former President Sarkozy faces a similar prohibition, for example. Le Pen is still a member of the National Assembly, and their conviction increases the insecurity of the government, which doesn't have a majority. That has some relevance for France's fiscal position, perhaps, although financial markets have not really expected a great deal of progress there. The UK's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index remained in deflation territory in March, as was expected. The UK's inflation problem is not where the forces of supply and demand in the market interact. It's where prices are administered or controlled, specifically the very weird way the UK sets its energy prices. Food prices in the BRC measure, which, unlike consumer price inflation, includes selective price discounts, were flat on the month, and non-food prices continue to fall. Retaliatory trade taxes on imported goods from the United States might have an impact on UK inflation, but the UK government has so far not been aggressive in this regard, and the deflationary forces of a US economic slowdown are likely to be more significant. The Bank of England is thus expected to cut rates further this year. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.